Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shleisha Asa, the 13th chapter in the Rambam, Sechas Pesum HaGidoshim, and the laws of invalidations relate to Kachim, the Seva Avoyda. So in this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding Halacha, that one could invalidate a Korban just by his thought process, by the Machshava, which is the Rambam opens of Halacha, describing there's three types of Machshavas, that thought processes that invalidate the Korban. Shalosh Machshavas Hein Shepoisin Es HaKarbonis. There's three types of thoughts that invalidate the Karbonis. Really, now these are the three categories. Machshavashin Hashem, a thought of changing the designation of the title of the Karbon. Machshavas HaMakom, number two, is regarding the thoughts regarding the location of the Karbon. And number three, Machshavas HaZman, and the thought regarding the timeline of this Karbon. As Ram explains, number one, Machshavashin Hashem Ketzad. How is the category of a thought deviating from the title of the Karbon? So if the one who's slaughtering the carbon does it not for its namesake, kugoyin. For example, shayi oila, it was a carbon oila, it's supposed to be a burnt sacrifice. The yachshav shushlam, he's thinking that it should be a peace offering. Or what's lishmai v'shalay lishmai, he's slaughtering it for it to be an oila and the shlamim, or the shem shlamim with the shem oila, or depending on what order, either way, he's doing a mixture of shalay lishmai with lishmai, it should be for a peace offering and for a totally burnt offering. Oy, Shashachar Hazevach Shaloi L'Shem Ba'Allah, which Ram puts together in the category of Shaloi of Shin Hashem, where you're changing designation to be slaughtering the carbon not for its owner, but it should affect someone else. Zui Machsheva Shin Hashem, that is a thought process regarding the changing. It's considered a Shaloi L'Shma, you're changing the namesake either of the carbon, which is the object, or the owner, which is the individual who's bringing it. Now, Machsheva Samakam Ketzad, number two. Invalidated categories, what's the thought regarding the place? Let's say he slaughtered the carbon for its namesake, but with the intention of doing one of the other four avodas, to spray the blood. Actually, not regarding the other four avodas, but regarding that which affects the zrikas adam, meaning some type of a consumption, the spraying of the blood, or to burn something that's fit to be burned, chutz lazara. So he's having in mind that the achila, the consumption either of the mizbeach, which is the blood or the emurim that's supposed to be burnt, and he's having in mind should be done out of the location where it's supposed to be done, chutz lazara, out of the courtyard, or to eat something that is fit for the human being to eat. Beyond the place where you're allowed to eat it, there's boundaries, there's limitations, the perimeter where you could eat it. Zu machshavas hamakom, this is considered the thought regarding the place. And uzvachem shachash ben machshava zu, and a carbon that one had this machshava, him and the crumb there, what's called zvachem shachash ben chutzim kaiman, carbon is to be slaughtered, not beyond its place literally, but with a machshava of chutzim kaiman, that you had in mind that one of the two achilas, again, either of the mizbeach or of the individual, should be beyond its place. And what's category number three? Machshavas Hazman Ketzad. What's the thought regarding the timing? You went. Again, you slaughtered the carbon for its namesake, the appropriate way. But Amnas, with the intention of Lizrik Damai, to spray the blood, which is the consumption of the Mizbeach. After the sun will set, not that you necessarily did that, but you had it in mind that it should be done Chutz Lizmanai. Which chain is Mansri Kasi, that's not the time that you can spray the blood, it has to be before Shkei Zachama. Or let's say he's having in mind that he's going to burn something that's fit to be burned tomorrow, after the break of dawn. Chain is Mansri, that's not the time of its burning. Or let's say, regarding the human consumption, that he's having in mind that it should be eaten, something that's fit to be eaten, after the time of when it's allowed to be eaten, where karbanos have a time limit, either day and a night, or 2 days and one night. And he's having in mind, let it be eaten beyond that time. Zu machshavas hazman, that's a thought regarding the timing. Uzvachem shachash b'machshava zu, and karbanos that you want, the one who's doing the avoda had this machshava. Him and the karbanos there, what's called zvachem shenishchadu chutz hazman, karbanos that were slaughtered beyond this time. Again, not literally, but with that machshava. Menem karam pigul b'chamakam, that's what's always mentioned in the category of pigul. Vizu pigul amatar, this is what the Torah mentioned when it talks about pigul. It refers to this idea of machshavas chutz hazman. Now, halacha beis. This is learned out from tradition. This says in the Torah, and the Yikra, someone's going to go out and eat from the meat of the carbon shlamim, and it says in the third day, it's not talking about literally eating on the third day. Only we're talking about that he's thinking at the time when he's sacrificing the carbon, that it should be eaten on the third day, but it's here in his head, not in action. And that makes a pigle. And it's not only by karma shlam. We learn that all karban is from shlam. That every karban that you think about it, b'shas ma'isa, when you're doing the activities of the karban, sheyoch menu lachas man haroy lachilas, it's a karban that you should eat from it after the time when you're fit to eat from that karban, or v'cheinim chashav lahakdim in the mizbeach, which these are called the two achilas, or whether for the human to eat it beyond this time, or if he has in mind to burn mimen b'mizbeach on mizbeach dovador like taro, something that's fit to be burning lachas man haroy like taro after the time when you're really allowed to burn it, you can't burn it past the next day of alayis hashachar. That is the halacha of pigul. Because kachlam the peyashmur, this is what they learned from tradition, that echad achilas adam, that pigul applies that if you want to do chutz azmane, either the human consumption, or the echad achilas mizbeach, or the mizbeach's eating, because it says in the pasuk, vim ochel ya'ochel, there's two types of eatings, which is the haktaro, or the zirkas adam, this is that mizbeach, so to speak, eats, or the human being eats. That if he thought about it when he's doing the avodah, that it should be done, those achilas, beyond its time, harihar korban pigul, that makes the korban into pigul. Whereas halacha gimel, aval korban, but regarding a korban, shalim nifsa demachshavta, where there was no deficiency in the thought. El nizrak dami al mizbeach kol chaser. Rather, no, you sprayed the blood on the mizbeach according to the halacha. But just v'nishar mimenu lachas manachlis, it happened to have been left over after the time when you're allowed to eat it, what we would call bayam shlishi. No, oitza nishar nikra noiser. That's called leftovers. V'as lachi and I'll eat it. But va korban kvar nitzav echiper, but the korban was already accepted and it already affected atonement. Hari oim b'adam, because it says regarding the blood, v'ani nesat b'chem al mizbeach l'chab, and I gave it to you for the altar as an atonement, which that teaches. Kim jagi dam l'mizbeach kolchas. Once the bloods reach the altar according to its halacha, neskar rab alam, and that's our carbon. The owners already got atonement, and the carbon's been accepted. Lafikach, therefore, like we're learning off in this pasuk of the carbon shlamim, ein mispagil. So the halacha of pigul, again, that's what Rambam was clarifying. It's not literally if you eat from it on the third day, because that's called nicer. This halacha of pigul with all its consequential halachas is regarding the thought process. Now, therefore, emes pagul, we don't create pigul eladav shesh lamatirin, only somebody that has permitters, meaning it's permitting something, which that was the whole basis that we're saying, because that's the machshava, that you're going to do this avaida, that what gets permitted, bein l'odim bein l'mizbeach, whether for the human being to eat or for the mizbeach to eat, like we're going to explain later on, Perikachetz Halacha Zayin, only then would the Halacha Pigal apply. But if it's not permitting anything, well, then you can't have a Makshava Pigal, because Pigal is, by default, doing the Avodah, having in mind that that Achila of the other Mizbech should be beyond its man, which is something that's being permitted by this Avodah that you're doing. Now, Echad Zevach Shechashav by Achas Mesholat Makshavis Eilu B'Shah Shechita. Now, whether we're talking about a Korban, that you had this thought in one of these three different types of Makshavis that we started off Halacha Aleph with, which is Shaloi Lishma, Machshavas HaMakam, Machshavas is Man. So whether that was done at the time of the Shechita, which is the first of the four Avodas of every Karban, Oy Shechashav, he had this Machshav B'Shas Kabbalah Dam, receiving the blood, or B'Shas Lechasal Mizbech, when you transport the Mizbech, or B'Esir Kasal Mizbech, when you spring it on the Mizbech, all those four categories of Avodah in every Karban would be applicable for this Halacha of any one of these three types of Machshavas. Now, Halacha Dalet qualifies this. So you come out that you learn. So regarding the four acts of service that it comes to a carbon, it becomes validated with the thought process. By the slaughtering, by Kabbalah and receiving the blood, by Lachzim, the transporting of the blood, and when it's being spread in Mizbeach. Now, Halacha Hei, that's regarding an animal sacrifice. V'oif, but regarding the bird sacrifice, v'shneitvam, by two of its processes, by Malikam, which is equivalent to what Shechita is by a animal carbon. Now, there's no Kabbalah Saddam because you actually do it straight from the neck of the animal. And therefore, it's rather Ubimit Saddam when you're squeezing out the blood. So there's no halacha. And then there's really regarding the spraying, which is essentially similar to what the squeezing out of the blood is. Now, halacha Vav, regarding the third category of karbonis, there's animal, bird sacrifice, then there's flower offerings. The hamanoches and the kematzis by arba. And regarding the flower offerings that you're doing kematzis, because not every mincha do you do, but those that you take the fistful, there also is going to be the equivalent of four avodas. Yeah, but kamitza, when you're taking the fistful, that's essentially what like shechita is. When the sin sakamitz be klishos, when you put that fistful of flower offering into the service vessel, that's like what kabbalah is. Uvelocha sakamitz abdech, when you're transporting that fistful to the altar, that's halacha. Uvezrikas alesha, when you're throwing that fistful which burnt on the fire, that's like what zrikas adam is by the animal sacrifice. Now halacha zay. So it's regarding these four avodas regarding these types of machshavas. But let's say you thought about some other thoughts besides for these, meaning where the halacha of machshava invalidating is only by things that are integral for the atonement. But all the things we're going to describe right now are non-integral, and therefore it's not going to have this halacha. For example, he had the machshava at a time when the animal was being skinned, when they're dismembering the animal, when they're transporting the sacrificial parts of the Mizbeach, when you're mixing the flour offering, when you're bringing it to the corner of the Mizbeach, with things like that, then this thought is not going to be effective. Any one of these three categories, whether it's you did a Shalal Lishma, whether you had a mind that it should be beyond its place, beyond its time, which are these three possible machshavas that we start off this parak with, if you didn't do it during one of these four critical avaidas, you did it at some other part of the avaidas, which nama'ak of the kapara, it won't have this psul of any one of these three machshavas. And halacha chas. So too, regarding the other criterion. Let's say someone had a machshava by one of these four avaidas. Just in the previous halacha, we said, you're going to have these three machshavas, but not during these four avaidas. And now we're saying, let's say you had it by one of these four avaidas. Or whether by one of them, these four avoiders, or by all of the four avoiders, but you had machshava acheres, a different thought. Chutz mishalas machshavas elu, that's not one of these three machshavas that we mentioned. Ein oisa machshava mafsed esklum, that thought will not invalidate the carbon. Ketzer, how so? So hamachashav b'shaschita b'kabbalah v'elocha zrika. Let's say someone's having a machshava during the four critical avoiders: slaughtering, receiving the blood, transporting the blood, or spraying the blood, or. And but his thought is not shalal lishma, not chutz lamokim, not chutz lazman. Rather, it's lahaniach dam hazevach emuv lamocha. He's just going to leave over the blood, which you're not allowed to because it's lina. That to leave over the blood of the carbon or the sacrificial parts for tomorrow. Or letzim chutz lazar, or that he's going to take it out of the courtyard. So it's not regarding eating it chutz lamokim. It's just he's going to do the psul of yaitze. Or shachashav lizik adam ala kevesh shalekin nekadisa. Or he's thinking he's going to spray the blood on the ramp, not opposite the area where you're supposed to do, where there's a foundation of the mizbeach. Or he's thinking, you know, litin esan nitan lamal lamata, that the blood which is supposed to go in the upper half of the mizbeach, he's going to spray in the bottom half. Versus son lamata lamal, that is supposed to go in the bottom half, he's going to put on the upper half. Or litin dam nitan mizbeach achitzen, or he's going to place the blood that's supposed to go in the outer mizbeach, he's going to put it in the inner mizbeach. Again, these are all machshavas of things that you're not allowed to do, but it's not one of those three critical of shalei lishma, shalei b'mkaymoi, or chutz lazmane, of achila. Or he's going to put those which are supposed to go in the inner mizbeach and the outer mizbeach. Or he's going to bring in the blood of the chatas inside the heichel. Or he's having in mind that the korban should be eaten, not chutzos koyim or chutzos manei, but by tamei, by people that are tamei, or sharabsum lachila, or other people that are invalid to eat it. Or you should creep more that it should be sacrificed by tmeim, by those who are impure, or sharab sum labayda, or others that are invalid to do that labayda. Or he is having a machshava la'arv damazevach b'damav sum, he's going to mix the blood of the carbon with the blood of invalid carbonas. Or he's chashava, he's having in mind l'shabar atzmas ha-pesach. He's going to break the bones of the Pesach, which you're not supposed to do. And b'lech menom no, to eat from it partially roasted. Oh, Yishachashab, always having the machshava list of chatas in the service to burn the chatas that's supposed to burn, certain chatas are supposed to be burned, but to burn the chutzos manon, to burn it beyond its time, or beyond its place. Again, that's chutz lamal chutz mekayim, but it's not regarding achil, it's regarding burning. But all these thoughts that we said, and things similar to that, the carbon is going to be kasha, because then didn't qualify for one of these three psulim machshava. And so too, same thing is not just regarding an animal carbon, so too, let's say it was regarding taking the fistful of flour offering. Which again, these are the four equivalents by animal carbon and by flour offering. And when you put the kmitza into a vessel, when you're transporting, when you spring on the fire, if he had in mind, let's say, to leave over that fistful of flour or the frankincense for tomorrow, which it's just leaving it over, it's a different psul. Or to do the psul of yaitze, taking it out of the perimeter of the azar. Again, these are not the three machshavas psulas, even though it's by these four avaydas. And the previous halacha was saying, or if you're doing these three machshavas psulas, but not doing these four avaydas, it's not going to qualify. It has to have those two criterion to have these psulim. Now, halacha test, Ram just qualifies regarding one of the four avaydas of halacha. Kvarbiyan already explained, and this was in Perek Alf halacha chav gimel, shaylocha shalei beregel in halacha. If you're transporting the blood, not by foot, just by hand, that's not considered as hoylocha. Lafikach in a machshava pesalzba. So therefore, the thought process, which the third of the four avoidas is hoylocha, wouldn't qualify that. Now, whereas v'mahalach, b'makom shein tzach, but if you are walking, even where you don't have to, hariz hoylocha, that is considered as hoylocha, v'machshava pesalzba, and therefore the machshava for that type of halacha actually wouldn't validate, meaning during such a hoylocha, ketzer also. So let's say kibla dam, let's say receive the blood. Now he's standing in this place. And he's stretching his hand to spray it onto the mizbeach, which that's halacha shalei beregel. You're not walking when you're transporting it. And now he's having this machshava psul, whether one of the three types. at a time when he's just stretching out his hand regarding the blood, that thought is not going to invalidate because it's not during the avodah, quote unquote, of halacha. But let's say he received the blood innermost, closer to the mizbeach. Now he wasn't walking towards the mizbeach. He's actually walking not out of the azar, but further away from the mizbeach, which would be unnecessary walking. But ultimately, and he's thinking this machshava at a time when he's walking further away. He's having a machshava that let me have this eaten beyond its time, or creates a bit of things similar to that. That is a basel that actually would invalidate because that is considered as halacha, and if it's one of the four avodas, which one of these three machshavas would invalidate.